This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the scorching voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice. And it's also ready time for us to get on the phones at 528-7... No, that ain't it, is it? Off to a bad start. 260-6368. What we do every day here is for 2 hours... talk about food, restaurants, cooking, wine, bananas, you know, whatever strikes your fancy. If there's something that you really want to know about, call us. I'm not saying that I know the answers to everything that you could possibly put in front of me, but when we collectively add to that all the other people who are with us every day and talk with us about the food scene, it's easy enough. We usually find out the answer to a question rather quickly. So give us a phone, a speaker.
No, we don't really need a phone.
We just need a call. We just need a call.
Yeah.
Just throw away the...
Because we don't really know what to do with a phone because we can't hook the one up that we have.
Well, I'll have you know.
I was just looking at it down there. Oh, I'm Marianne, by the way.
Oh, Marianne is here.
Your sidekick, or is it the other way around?
I know. I know where I am. I'm the little goog at the end of the... Oh, by the way...
Goog, I love that word.
If you know
I know you're constantly making up words. Is that a real word or not? Because I love it.
Google's
goog.
You know what? Google actually has a meaning.
I'm going to look up goog.
It's...
Because I like that word.
It's
go ahead,
a million factorial... taken up to the infinity or something like that.
Let's see if Goog's really a word. Because, you know, that's a perfect name for you, I
Goog
think.
Goog? From me?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the compliment.
You know, I'm good at that.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. Those guys walk around with a few dollars in their pocket. So I'm not going to put them down at all.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, enough about Google, because I think there's really enough about Google anyway. Happy Labor Day, everyone. We are now officially in the fall of 2019, which blows my mind.
Are we officially in? I thought that was on the 30th.
Well, I mean, I know the solstice and all that, but I mean, you think of it, like most people don't think of the solstice. I mean, you think of the solstice, but most people don't really, they're not really aware of the solstice. So, I mean, unless they're, you know, dancing around a maypole at 2 o'clock in the morning or something, but most people just kind of think, okay, Labor Day, end of summer.
Yeah.
Labor Day, starting the end of the year. That's what I think most people think.
And the fact that it arrives at about the same time that
weather changes, something like that.
The end of the season.
Yeah.
This invites on Labor Day, which is just a couple of dots.
Yesterday, Tom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is something that a lot of people take advantage of, and we did it. Last night we had the Big Green Egg fired up to its maximum temperatures, and we were doing some...
we grilled for the week.
Grilled for the week.
We had a lot for the week.
And we have also grilled for the strong.
There you go. We had ribs.
Ribs?
I used on the ribs. When we went to London back in February... The hotel we stayed in that Tom loves to reference, the Goring. Go ahead, Tom. Read it off your notes. Tom he had such a time saying Orient Express together that there are notes all over this office and the one in town. So he just wanted to use that note. Yes, the Orient Express, Tom. Yeah. And we stayed at this lovely hotel in Belgravia in London. It's called The Goring.
There was a movie on the thing at home with movies on it that was Belgravia something or other. Do you know about that?
I think you might be talking about the Parent Trap. They lived in Belgravia, I think. Anyway, a very tony neighborhood. But Goring Hotel is a lovely little hotel, part of the pride of Britain. Yes, Tom is really obsessed with the Goring. Anyway, they give you, when you check in your room, there is a jar of orange marmalade that they make there. And that's sort of like their little welcome gift to you. So we brought it home, and it's been sitting in the refrigerator the entire time because we never cook at the Cool Water Ranch, like never.
Well, we don't anymore. We used to do it a lot.
I know, but now we're going to start doing it again. But so much so that, you know, you have to dust off the plates. I mean, that is how often we cook here. And so I said, okay, darn it, we're going to cook for Labor Day because I feel like it. Because yesterday on nomenu.com, if you have not gone to the new nomenu.com, I urge you to do that, nomenu.com. Yesterday, Tom had a lovely little story about a remembrance of things past.
Uh-huh.
1960, a Labor Day picnic when he was 8 years old. And it ended with them never doing it again, but he was talking about grilling hot dogs and hamburgers and chicken on some cheap little grill. And so I put some recipes down with this story for grilling for Labor Day. And that was the newsletter yesterday. And so it kind of made me think, well, you know what, we should do some grilling. I mean, the Big Green Egg never gets used anymore. So we had ribs out there, and I used the orange marmalade from the Goring with some Creole seasoning and some olive oil. And we did that with the baby back pork ribs. And we had chicken that we cooked, which you really loved, huh?
Yeah, that was unusual in that I think it was heavily processed. Not processed is not the word for it. But there was no junk in it anymore. It was all just this beautiful
breast meat. Yes,
white meat, and very firm, and is everything I want from something like that. And we ran through a whole bunch of it. And then also some excellent andouille that was very spicy. I was thinking a little too much.
It is.
But
it,
then
Savoie
I got used to
is
it.
Very spicy. It's really, really spicy. I like that about it, though. And I like what I like most about Savoie andouille is it's perfect. It, to me, to my taste, it's got the perfect, and this is really a gross thing to think about, but it's got the perfect tightness of the meat. What is in the casing to me is perfectly, it's got the perfect texture. I have a thing about meats and textures, and this is a good one as far as I'm concerned. So it slices in a way that makes it sort of like a whole entity rather than a sausage, I think. Anyway, we had bean salad, which was really good, and
which
guacamole.
Bean? What kind of bean?
Black beans. Black bean and corn salad. This is a recipe.
Corn salad.
If you are interested in grilling, yes, it was in nomenu.com yesterday. It was a bean and corn salad and guacamole. You know, you have a recipe in your excellent book. You know, I don't compliment you very often,
you
but
don't?
Shouldn't I? But I am. I mean, when I am moved to compliment you, I'm going to do it. Like, I was looking at your new book, your new version of your book. The cookbook has had three versions now. And I'm sorry, I don't know that I've seen the third version until yesterday.
No.
It's really good. The pictures are beautiful. Anyway, so I looked through Tom's book yesterday for some recipes, and having been with him for 30 years and done a lot of things with him for 30 years.
Hold it a minute. Snuggle in a little bit so I can see you. We have been together 30 years? Did you say that? What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing. I don't know. I don't know why I'm laughing. Yes, Tom, we've been together for 30 years. Anyway, so he has this guacamole recipe. You know what? I complimented you about the book, so now I'm going to uncompliment you about something else. But
surprise that is.
I'm not taking back that compliment. That was a good compliment because it was true. The book is really fabulous. And, you know, I do love your guacamole, but I've now moved to a different kind of guacamole. And Mary Lee and I are doing a different kind of guacamole now. Your guacamole was really, really good and is really, really good, but it tends to be kind of a looser guacamole. And I've decided...
Looser guacamole. Didn't he used to play for the football
Some guys? Mexican team, for sure.
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah. And so I now prefer... a guacamole that is really minimal in steps. You just don't really have to do that much to it. Because there's really, I mean, what can you really do to improve one of God's great gifts, the avocado? I mean,
I only
have one problem with avocados, and that is that they don't last very long. But
no?
Yeah, because we keep buying them in the 5-pack, and then by the time we get to them, even if it's just a couple of days, they're all brown. So we had to get rid of this whole package of them yesterday to make the guacamole. But the guacamole, when finished, was great, and it was very different from yours. It's much chunkier.
Chunkier?
Yeah, it's got just...
Show me what the chunk is on my body. Just be careful. There you are in the corner there. Yeah,
this.
She's hitting me. This. She's actually hitting me.
Okay, so the chunks were not really, really chunky, but it's more chunky than smooth. And when I get a smooth guacamole now, I'm really kind of turned off by it. So we had some purple onion and some jalapeno chopped very fine and some tomato, and that was it, maybe some red bell pepper with some olive oil and a lot of cilantro. We love cilantro. So a lot of cilantro, a lot of lime juice, and a little bit of olive oil. And so that's our new guacamole recipe, and it's just mix all of those ingredients together. Yours was a lot more complicated, as I remember, and I'll have to look it up in the book, but... there was a time when I was trying to get you to sell it as a starter, like the starter was there.
Yeah, well, that
and all you had
sense.
To do was add avocados. But this is like you don't really need a starter. You just mix those ingredients together. So we made guacamole yesterday too. So we had that, and that was it. That was plenty. That was a lot.
Well, now that we've done it,
but it was good. It was really good,
yeah.
And it was a holiday, so we had chips too.
Yeah, those
we
blue
broke
ones.
Out those chips.
Those dark, those blackish brew.
Oh, the blue corn tortillas. Do you like blue corn tortilla chips?
Only in the sense that they kind of fall apart as soon as you touch them, and they kind of.
I love blue corn tortilla chips. Yeah, I do, especially if they're fresh out of the bag, and you're eating them with guacamole. I think they're really, really good. Anyway, 260-6368. I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day. If you did something special, give us a call because I'd love to hear about it, especially if you did some cooking. Because, I think we're going to start a new series on the website about home cooking, like a dinner series we're going to call it.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, if you have not seen the new nomenu.com, it's nomenu, nomenu.com. We also have an Instagram, the New Orleans Menu. You should sign up for that because we are cranking up. We are cranking up to bring this brand into 2019.
And if any of this means anything to you at all, what I'm about to say about me, I want you to know that we have a lot of stuff on the No Menu pages that you wouldn't be able to see really anywhere else. So take a look at it. And I add new things to it every day. Today I added 3 separate articles of fairly good length, and one of them was actually a book that someone it's a long story to explain this, but I generally speaking
I'm
could
sorry.
Say, well, yeah, what is that anyway?
It's my phone. Sorry.
And anyway, do you need to go check this?
Nope, keep going.
Okay.
We have to take a break. That means time for a break. 260-6368. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2. We are back.
Uh-huh. And the tiff is over. It didn't really get off very far, but, you know, I love her. I love her. And it's the food show, and here we are talking about going out.
A haunted house. You just never know what's going to jump out on you next. Anyway, we also went to a good brunch yesterday. You're welcome to join us and give us your reports from the weekend if you would like. 260-6368 is the number. Otherwise, we'll just keep blathering on about what we did. And we went to Maribo on Sunday for brunch, which you did not really care for.
Yeah, I like the idea of it. I like the way it looks. And the people who are there are very sharp. And, again, I tell you, you walk in there and it has a nice environment. But then you sit down and you start eating, and it kind of holds back a little bit for me. And I find the prices a little up there. Not ridiculously so, but, you know, pushing up a little higher than I would have expected. And also they have set in a Saturday, I think, or was that Sunday
brunch? Sunday brunch. We went to Sunday brunch there.
I didn't know they were doing that, but they are doing that. And it was a good idea, but the items on the menu, especially the ones that you ate, were something I think they just need a little work on it.
I think it's a really interesting menu. I think it's a very different kind of menu, and I liked it. Who's on the phone? Bonnie is on the phone. I wish people would stop calling me. I'm on the radio, peeps.
Everybody,
all right, go ahead.
Bonnie is here. Bonnie, welcome to the food show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Bonnie, do you write an article in magazines and books and such?
No, Tom. I'll answer that for her. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Oh, gee. have to be answered.
Thank you, Marianne.
Yeah.
All okay. Right. No, I do not. But unfortunately, I do eat a lot around New Orleans, and I need some help here.
All right.
Tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow and Thursday, a friend of mine and I, girlfriend, we'll be staying down at the Nopsy for 2 days. And we just want to tool around, and we have some shopping to do, and tool around, play tourist, and eat. So, go for it. Where should I eat?
Staycation.
Yeah.
Well, where have you been? Where have you already been?
Oh, most of them. Just I was looking for some new, small, different, casual, fun places. You know, I've been to all the regular standard fair.
Have you been to Zazu?
Zazu,
no,
and also,
I have not.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Villon is the other one I would suggest to you. Villon is two women who they work together. They're business partners, and they have in there. In this great old 1840s building on Camp Street, really interesting.
It's stunning. It is stunning.
It's really great. And then the two ladies, they're very different from one another. It doesn't seem like they should be, you know, in the same place, standing in one place at the same time. But they start shooting the breeze with you, and you're getting a little joking and stuff out of them. But their food is great. It is French-oriented. Which, you know, it's not Creole New Orleans cooking, which is my favorite. But once in a while, you want some real French cooking, and they do have it there. And I find the place a lot of fun. And if you drop my name, I don't usually do this.
She'll pick it up.
But the Villon ladies will just jump right in there, and they'll fill that place with people. No police, excuse me. And it's just a lot of fun to go there, and I think if you just mention my name, or really that of anybody who lives around town, because they really love jiving with everybody who comes in.
So, like, if they go there and they drop the name of, like, Sam Smith, what's going to happen?
Sam got fired.
Okay, so drop the name of Tom, forget Sam Smith or anybody else. The place is really beautiful. They've taken this very old building and really, really jazzed it up. The woman is Zori from The Flaming Torch, who is also an artist.
This woman is so interesting.
She's very interesting. Yeah. Anyway, that's kind of a cool place. So have you been, I guess you've been to Trinas, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's like a block from Nopsey. Okay. Nopsey has a cool bar.
I don't even know what the restaurant in Nopsey is.
Oh, Public Service.
Yeah, New Orleans Public Service, Inc.
Nopsey's a cool... Yeah, they have the restaurant Public Service?
It used to be the building, which is now a really cool hotel.
New Orleans Public Service, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you'd go in there and you'd get tickets for the bus fares and pay for your gas bills and your everything except water bills.
Now you can get a gin of some sort in their gin bar, which is right there, which is a very cool bar. It's a very cool bar. And now Public Service is on the other side. But, you know, I mean, it's a great place to have, like, a little happy hour for sure.
Yeah, great little place.
All right, wait, we're not done yet. We're not done yet, Bonnie. No, we're not done. You've been to Pelican Club, I guess. They've just extended their culinary.
Yes.
Okay. Have you been to Justine? Have you been to Justine?
Yes,
okay. How about Couvent? Have you been to Couvent? Oh, my goodness. She's been all around. She's been all around. So maybe staying at Public Service is for you.
It could be. Your name is Bonnie, right?
Correct.
Bonnie. Bonnie, you may or may not know, it was an odd, and for all I know, she might still be working because she's the kind of person who would do that. She was a writer for New Orleans Magazine for a long time, and the last time I saw her was just maybe a year ago, and I haven't asked around for her, but I think she might still be around. And she just writes about things going on in New Orleans that she thinks are cool. And I just reached, while you were talking to me, I just reached into a box next to where I'm sitting, and I pulled out one of those New Orleans magazines that I have hanging around somewhere. And sure enough, one of her, an article that she wrote is right here in the middle. Let me tell you what she...
While you're looking for that, Tom, do you mind if I get back to her question?
Oh, why would you want to do that? Go ahead.
All right, so have you...
Wait, Tom's back.
Tom's back.
That's all the time it took, which was almost nothing.
Okay.
Okay, the headline says, Anchoring in New Orleans. And over here on the other side, it says, Angela Hill and Irwin Marcus.
Her husband, who is now 100 years old.
100,
isn't that incredible? Mm-hmm. And tune in. Anyway, it says here... By Bonnie Warren.
Okay.
Bonnie Warren,
Bonnie Warren, yes. Okay, now, back to you, Bonnie. Have you been to many places over in the Warehouse District, like the new pizza place Sophia or the new pizza place Bunchy?
No, I have not. And you mentioned Sophia. And which one, Sophia or Bunchy?
Well, Bunchy is the Altalio one where you go in, there's a slab of pizza, and they use the mezzaluna to cut it for you by the pound. And then Sophia is, Sophia Loren is the namesake, and that is a pretty scrumptious place, I think, anyway. It's right there on the corner. It's right on Julia. Both of those are on Julia, about two blocks from each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
That should help you. That should take care of it.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
If you're looking for breakfast, there's an Outpost of Toast, which you've probably been to in the French Quarter now.
On the Chargers. That's the place to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's probably been to Brennan's. Have you been to Brennan's?
Yeah, good question.
Of course she has.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, I wanted to go over to, what is it, Willa Jean's or, you know, the place down the corner
breakfast?
That I like. But it's a pretty good hike. Is it Eats? Heights or something like that. Down in the
yeah,
quarter.
I'm trying to
I
think.
Know where it is. Eats or something
yeah,
like
eats.
That.
Yeah, anyway, eat is in the quarter. Of, yes, there's a,
yeah,
but there's, but toast is really good on the
Where's
other
toast?
Side of the quarter. It's on Charters or Decatur. It's right, okay, it's a, do you know where the old Bombay place was? I'm not talking about Bombay Club, that British inspired furniture store right by the French Market. I'm trying to think of the cross street there. It was like the French Market has
okay.
It ends and there's that little section of the French Market where you have to be careful about the one-way street. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
no,
that
but,
okay. Is it Italian Barrel or whatever
okay,
it is?
Okay, a block up yeah. from the Italian Barrel headed toward uh-huh. Canal, okay?
Okay.
It's right
okay.
at that cross street on, I guess it must be Charters or Decatur. One, I'm not sure which one
the
of
Cafe
those it
Dumont.
Is.
Cafe Du Monde.
But it's right, no, don't listen to Tom.
No.
Okay, it's like a couple of blocks down. It's a couple of blocks down.
Okay.
But it's called French Toast, because toast, it's got three locations, and this one is called French Toast.
Well, I can't say I've ever heard of it or seen
okay.
it.
Okay, and it's a small little
yeah.
place, and it's an outpost of the one on Octavia and Laurel, if you've been to
uh-huh.
that.
A lot of
really
restaurants
good.
So this will be good.
Really, really, really good. Really good.
French toast.
For breakfast. It's called French Toast. It's a cute little place.
Oh,
well,
and
good,
let's
good. That sounds
see.
Fabulous.
I'm trying to think. I was just at another bar not long ago. Oh, Bar Marilou. Have you been there?
No, me neither.
No.
Where is it?
Bar Marilou is right on Carondelet. It is the new property of the Ace Hotel across the side
oh,
street
Ace
from
Hotel.
Lafayette.
Okay.
It's across
okay.
from the Ace Hotel. There's a new one called Maison de la Luz. And Bar Marilou is right. It's the bar inside there. It's where the old City Hall used to be. The bar is in what the library of City Hall used to be.
Okay.
And you know what used to be there before the before the
if you say Bonnie Warren, I'm gonna smack
no.
you.
No.
Okay.
Before the but the
and oh. Copper Vine. Those are my last ones. I'm done. I'm out of here. Done.
Marianne, thank you very much.
It's
thank
the,
you very much.
He's, okay, she's gonna leave now, Tom. Thank
the,
you, Bonnie.
It's the
it's a what?
What I'm trying to say is library.
Ah, okay.
You, that used to be the library, but before that it was Chinatown.
What is? What was?
That there was that building.
That's and, Doug's answer. Is the music really? Is that true?
Yeah.
Chinatown. What? What Chinatown? Like
well,
an old, like the Chinatown for the city.
It doesn't exist anymore, but it did back then.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you could go and get.
Tom's like the old sage.
Ah.
The old sage. 260-63. 6-8. You're listening
if I
to
say
W
so myself,
W
my timing on that was
L 105.3 FM HD2.
Hello, welcome back. It's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. You are more than welcome to stop in and fool around with us for a while, tell jokes, and tell me about restaurants you've been to, about things you've cooked at home. How did you get a good big fire going for? April Day? No, that's not it. It's
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
And if you don't call us, Tom's going to talk about Johnny Dollar. So call us. 260-6368.
I was just while we were waiting, I was looking at something that came in the mail a couple of weeks ago, and it's a program that begins by saying this: the man with the action-packed expense account. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Wouldn't it be lovely to have an action-packed expense account?
That's what I was thinking.
There are some people who still have them, but for the most part, I don't think they exist very much anymore. But, wow, just imagine how much fun you could have with an action-packed expense account.
Must be beautiful.
I would sure like
one. On
the
other hand, he was always being shot at, so I don't know how.
I can cool. live with that.
Oh, you can? No, that explains a lot of things for some reason.
Anyway, if you would like to chat with us about what you did over the weekend, we are still talking about that because I'm not finished talking about the Marivo brunch, which was kind of interesting. Yeah, it was Sunday. We went there Sunday. And Marivo, for those of you who are not familiar, is, I mean, we live on the North Shore, so we don't come across the lake. Yeah, I really do. We don't come across the lake as much as we used to. We do a lot of stuff in the house, in the home studio. But over the weekends, for sure, we stay close to home. So Marivo is a place in downtown Covington, which if you are not familiar, when you come across the bridge, if you haven't been to downtown Covington, I'm just going to tell you, you're missing something. You are definitely
really cool.
Missing something. And if you're looking for a cool staycation, not in the city, downtown Covington is a great, great place to come. There's great little boutiques, lot of fantastic restaurants. Our restaurants are every bit as good as the ones on the South Shore. And the Southern Hotel is one of my favorites in the world. So check it out if you have not been to downtown Covington. But if you come across the bridge and you cross the Boga Flyer and go into downtown Covington, to your left is, well, Lee Lane is the first thing that you come to. And to your left is New Orleans Food and Spirits, which has been there a very long time. It started out, I think, as Blue Mesa. Do you remember that one, Tom?
Blue Mesa? Blue Mesa? No. Where was that?
It's even got Blue Mesa in the concrete by the ramp going up. But New Orleans Food and Spirits has been its longest restaurant. I don't know if they own the building, probably, but because he's smart, so he probably does. But New Orleans Food and Spirits has three outposts, and this one has been around for a long time in that location. But on the other side of Boston, at sort of the edges of downtown Covington, is a place called Marivo, which has been a lot of things. What was that one where it was kind of like the jockey club or something, the one where they had the horse, like the horse racing theme? I don't know what that was. I don't remember exactly the name of it, but I remember seeing like a jockey there. But now it's a cool Italian place, very upscale. Reminds me a lot of my beloved Bottega Louie in Los Angeles. It's a small, much lesser version of that. But anyway, Marivo is Italian. And now they're doing this brunch. And so they have really unusual things on the menu. Like they have tater tots, which is not. And then they have this thing called trashy hash, which at its core is their tater tots. It's like pulled pork and tater tots. Kind of a lot for a brunch, in my opinion. But then you had that pancake, which was wood-fired, because it's a wood-fired grill that they do all their pizzas in. And it looked great. I mean, it looked really smashing, coming in a skillet, like right off the campfire. But it wasn't really that good. Anyway, I liked what I had, mainly because I made it into a basic breakfast with a biscuit and two eggs and bacon. They're making their own, well, they're not making their own bacon, but they're curing
their own.
Making
your own bacon. Now, there's a novel waiting to be sold.
I think there's even something that says making bacon or something. I don't know. Sounds like a song or something. But we had a nice enough time there. We went to Marivo twice in 1 week, just by coincidence. The first time was that the weather was getting ready to be stormy and we didn't want to go too far away from home. So, well, Tom didn't want to go too far away from home. So we went there.
What kind of wimp do you think I am?
We went there. And, oh, my God. I've got to turn this off.
What is that all about?
I've got to just turn this off. It's just like. Anyway, so. We went and there was a political fundraiser in the bar, and they need to do something about their acoustics in that restaurant because it was deafening. It was deafening enough that I wanted to leave, and I don't really care about stuff like that, but that was really uncomfortable. And then we wound up going back for the weekend just because somebody had told me how fabulous the brunch was and because we had been every place else in town. And I liked it, but I don't think we'll be going back because Tom is not a huge fan, and I'm not a I'm not a really big enough fan to.
I'd go there again if I had the feeling that it was going to tone things down a little. Oh, not be different. I want you to be the same, really, and that is to get the sound level down. That's 99% of my problem with
that
place.
Yeah. Anyway, well, they will at some point. Well, but that was Maribo, and that's what we did on Sunday. And then didn't we go out to Mobar on Friday night? Was that where we
yeah, –
was it Friday?
Friday?
It was Friday. Friday. It was Friday night, yeah. And
– Escargot.
Yeah.
You don't like escargot, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was very good.
Yes.
Let's see. What else did we have? There was a lot. There was good food in that. That was a – I thought that was a terrific dinner.
We had, well,
Mobar.
Sort of French fries. I mean, we had French fries on the table, but I didn't eat them.
Well, there were too many French fries for the number of people who were there eating them, which was a problem because, if they had all been just enough for, let's say, four people, you'd knock them out before they had a chance to lose their crispiness and other problems. And instead, because it was a little more full of people, there was a little more noise.
That's why they stayed there. They were not that good.
Ah, okay.
They were not that good.
All right.
But I got a popcorn with a duck fat popcorn.
That sounds intriguing.
Which
right
was
off
good.
The bat.
No, it was good. It was very crispy. And I had like a couple of handfuls of that. That was good. And you had your escargot with Bellegarde bread, which mm-hmm. cannot be beat, except there are people who are not Bellegarde fans. So my friend Eric is complaining about how dense the bread is. You said you don't have the teeth for it, but if you have teeth and you don't mind using them, I can't imagine a better bread than Bellegarde. And that's just my opinion. And then we had for entrees, you had that, was it Amberjack?
That was a different
one. It was a gulfish.
It's a gulfish sheep's head, but that wasn't sheep's head.
I don't think it was sheep's head, Tom.
I
think it was Amberjack, no? Anyway, it was too thick for my taste.
Yeah.
If fish is thick and it isn't halibut.
Yeah, but it is halibut. And today, by the way, is the...
God, did I really say the word halibut?
Halibut.
You don't understand what I'm going through, folks. I say the word halibut...
It's the official...
Or Halifax.
The official...
Something gets triggered in Tom. And there's Halifax. Just no stopping it.
Anyway, it's Halifax is the official French...
place of halibut or something like that.
Yeah, halibut.
Halibut in Halifax.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I'm just saying it for you, Tom, so we can get it out of the way and move on
halibut
with our lives.
It's a good way to go.
Halibut in Halifax. But I did say halibut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And halibut is a truly delicious fish, in my opinion.
Isn't it? Oh,
and it comes really thick. I mean, it's like it's
this big.
Yeah, you always get halibut in sort of just like this slab of fish that's an inch thick, but it is so flaky and wonderful that I don't mind that fish thick. You know what it is? I think that the flakes of fish in halibut are usually kind of translucent and very light, and so they don't register as a big mouthful of fish. Whereas other fish, if they're thick like that, registers as a big mouthful of fish.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. So I don't like fish that is not that is thicker than half an inch. That's about my outer limit. So this is a little bit thicker than that. It was beautiful. It was really, really crusty. And it had this buttery, buttery, rich Meunier sauce on it, and it was loaded with almonds. Shaved almonds.
That's right. That's what it
so
was.
It was almondine.
Trout almondine.
Yeah, it was fish. I don't think it was trout. I think it was a fish. It was amberjack almondine.
I'll buy that.
And it had popcorn rice underneath it and a couple of stalks of asparagus. And it was really, really nice. The buttery popcorn rice was really, really good. I got an expensive, I can't believe I ordered something that expensive, a pork shank. But it was a pork shank, and I do like things that are shanked. So I had this pork shank that had two large bones in it, and it had like a mustard sauce on it, which
I like.
I didn't.
Oh, wait, was it
yellow?
I liked it okay.
I liked it okay. Uh-huh. And then there were butter beans underneath it and fennel. Butter beans and fennel underneath
good
it.
Good combination.
Yeah, but you know what?
Seafood and fennel.
It wasn't seafood. It was a pork shank.
Oh, pork shank. That's right.
Yeah.
You said that.
And I didn't really care for the beans. I thought they were a little bit too al dente for me. So I liked mine okay. I liked that meal okay. You really liked it, but I thought it was just kind of okay. Anyway, anybody been to Mobar? It was really an eclectic group of people walking in there. When we got in there, first of all, it's on the edge of the quarter, so it's not going to be just like obviously noticed by everyone. You just kind of maybe are a neighborhood person or a friend of a neighborhood person or Tom.
Well, it had been just like a normal neighborhood for a long, long time. And
what is normal about a French
neighborhood? Well, I particularly remember that restaurant Jonathan, which was on about maybe 4 or 5 blocks away from where this place is you're talking about. And it was over by the old Marty's restaurant.
It's directly across the street from the old Marty's, right?
Yeah.
It's my old stomping grounds.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's still there, and it's got a good feeling to it, even though it's still very French market, French
inspired, French Quarter. Okay.
And it attracted a customer base that was a little more, as you alluded to, kind of unusual, offbeat kind of people.
Not really. I was kind of surprised at the group of people that were in there. It was really an eclectic group of people. And they grew in number as time went on. I mean, we got there pretty early, but people started trickling in. And it was I was intrigued and surprised by the kinds of people that came in there. Usually a restaurant will have a kind of person that it attracts, like Dini's attracts a certain kind of person for sure. And there are restaurants around town that attract a certain kind of younger clientele.
Yeah,
and then there are other restaurants that are sort of more wide range in their demographic. And this was much more of a wide range than I expected, really.
I wanted to go there a lot for a long time, mainly because a lot of the people that I knew would hang out in the various parts of the French Quarter.
And those were the kinds of people I expected to see there, and I didn't.
And what's funny is that I expect them too, and there are other parts of the city that are that way, that have this kind of offbeat.
The boheme crowd.
You don't actually ever see them too much. I remember when I first started writing about all this stuff, I would go with everybody else to the coffee pot restaurant, but that ain't there no more. So
yeah, it is, but it's just a different kind of place.
Yeah.
I was surprised to learn that Mobar is part of a restaurant group.
Yep.
That includes the Long Way Tavern and Cavern.
Yeah.
And a couple of other places that I can't remember. So that was different. I didn't expect that they were part of a group. I thought it was like a freestanding restaurant. Anyway, 260-6368. We have managed to kill just about the entire hour talking about our weekend.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, that's the
surely you must have something to contribute. We would like to hear from you.
Who wants to tell us something?
There's a lot of stuff going on. Pelican Club has extended its culinary. And
yes,
if you have not
done
that, you should absolutely do that, because I wrote something about that on nomenu.com this morning. And I was looking at the menu and I decided, you know what, we've already been once, but we're going to have to go again. They have something that you have to get the next time we go, Tom.
What is that? Next time you go to Tom,
you have to get it.
I hope
because
you have better luck than
you have
with
to
this
get
Tom.
It because you have to get it because it's a little too exotic for me, but I want to see it.
Yeah,
it's a Thai curry shrimp with massaman. I think it's massaman curry.
Massaman curry. That's a kind of sweet one with sometimes raisins in it and such.
It's yeah,
a, yeah.
So you've had it before?
Yeah, I like the...
Is it Indian-inspired or
no,
Middle Eastern-inspired? Inspired.
The name of it is...
Is it Massaman curry like a... It says Thai, so it must be Thai.
It is. It is definitely that. But that word, or it's actually two words, Massaman, this is a reference to Muslim. Mm-hmm. Not that we have anything about the Muslims, but when you ever see that, you are looking at a kind of curry that comes from a different kind of a restaurant than the one you would ordinarily get.
So it's not Indian.
And well, who can say what it all is? I don't pay much attention to that. But the Massaman version of this is always a little on the sweet side. But it's a good way to go.
Well, it has coconut milk in it,
yeah.
And it has a house-made chutney, and it has a house-made hot sauce. So it's a very complex dish.
Yep.
Sounds like your kind of dish. So it sounds like something you have to order and I have to watch.
Yeah. Well,
and I might take a bite out of it because, you know, and I'll stick with something a little more traditional.
Yeah.
Because that's
what traditions. That's what I want.
That's your role.
Yeah.
You get the stranger stuff, and I get the more
and
tame
things. And you get the man
things.
With the fabulous. I blew it there. That could have been good, but not
the
very
fabulous
much
database. I get the man with the fabulous database, and if you would like to dip into Tom's incredible wealth of knowledge over 45 years and database, because he keeps sending me these things. You know what? You sent me this thing about pineapple.
Yeah.
Which I'm definitely.
That was a good one.
It is a good one, and I'm going to run it for sure, but I just haven't done it yet. But it's what I found interesting about it was if you look around menus all over right now, a pineapple steak is really hot. That is a
pineapple
really.
Steak.
Yeah, a steak with pineapple is really hot. That's a hot menu item, and you see it around town. And what you told me in that piece, and what will run in nomenu.com soon, is that pineapple is a meat tenderizer.
Yeah, that's true.
For lesser quality cuts of meat.
Yeah.
So can one automatically assume, if you are seeing a pineapple steak, that that is what's going on there?
Could be, but there's one other an oddity to this.
I would never get it anyway because it sounds stupid. But
well, I remember there used to be two guys. One of them was on the older side, the other one was on the younger side, and they had a cooperation on a business on Metairie Road, the name of which I can't remember. If anybody's trying to remember this, it was, oh gosh,
where was it?
Okay, let's say you're coming from Metairie Cemetery,
yeah,
and then you get to that hump over the big canal, and then you go downscale just a little
bit. Gambrill?
Gambrill's. That's exactly the place I was trying to remember. Anyway.
God, I'm good.
You sure are. Anyway, what went on there? Where was I? I was right.
Well, I asked you about pineapple steak, and you've only got 30 seconds to answer this, but you said Gambrill.
Gambrill's. Anyway, he made something called ananas. It had something to do with pepper. Anyway, it was like Bananas Foster, but done with, believe it or not.
Well, there's steak and bananas somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Is that still in Brennan's?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but banana and pineapple are not the same thing, Tom. So no. I'm not sure you were talking about.
No, they're not, but they are good. And they're
Does anyone know where Gerhard Brill is now? Is he still around?
I think he passed away.
Oh, okay. Because the last we saw him, he was in Florida, I think.
That's where he was.
All right. 260-6368 if you would like to call us. We'll be back for another hour after the news. You are listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.